Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we have begun a discussion of the renewing of our minds. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says that we are to be transformed or undergo a metamorphosis by the renewing of our minds. To renew your mind means to change your perception of reality and bring your attitudes and your ideals or your viewpoint in line with God. God is all-knowing or omniscient. He sees everything and he knows everything. Reality is the way things really are. Reality is everything as God sees it. A renewed mind sees reality the way it really is, sees things the way God sees them. God has given us an entire book, the Bible, to show us the way things really are. What you believe and how you act is based on your perception of reality. It's not what you see in life that defeats you or brings you victory. It's how you see what you see. It's your perception of reality. Now, yesterday, we began to put that verse about getting our minds renewed in context, the ideas that Paul had in mind when he made that statement. And we made the point that Romans, the letter to the Romans, is a systematic explanation of salvation by grace through faith. Romans 9, 10, and 11 are like a big parenthesis. Those three paragraphs, Peter kind of takes a side journey there for a moment to discuss something in regard to the Jewish nation and their fate. Whole can of worms for another day. But I said that to tell you that the context of Romans 12 actually can be found in Romans 8. Because chapter 9, 10, and 11 are parentheses. So we backed up yesterday to Romans 8. And in verse 29, we found that Paul said, whom God did foreknow, that would be us, he knew about us before he formed the earth, he did also predestinate or decide beforehand that we should be conformed to the image of his son. See, just a few verses before Paul makes reference to being transformed by the renewing of your mind, he talks about God choosing us to be conformed to the image of his son. That word conformed comes from the same root word as the word transformed, and it has the idea of having the same form as or jointly formed. Our created purpose, our destiny, is to be made like Jesus in our entire being, inward conformity and outward conformity to the image of Christ. Jesus is the pattern for God's family. Renewing the mind, the statement about getting your mind renewed, is made in the context of our eternal destiny and our created purpose, because renewing the mind is a key part of the process of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. At the new birth, your spirit is transformed to the image of Christ, but now your spirit has to express itself through your mind. If your mind is unrenewed, the new life on the inside of you and the conformity to the image of Christ on the inside of you will not be accurately expressed. Now, we left off yesterday making the point that Jesus is God become a man without ceasing to be God. While on earth, though, he did not live as God, he lived as a man in dependence on God, his Father. And by doing so, he showed us what human beings who are sons of God are supposed to look like. To be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ means to be made like him in character and power, to be made like him in holiness and love. It means to do the works of Jesus and destroy the works of the devil. This is reality. See, a renewed mind sees reality as it truly is. Well, this is reality. Your purpose is to become God's son or daughter through faith in Christ and then to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, live in loving relationship with God your Father, and bring glory and honor to Him through your thoughts, your words, and your actions. That's your created purpose. Christians struggle in their lives in part because they don't understand their created purpose. And even though they are sincere, they act at cross purposes with God because their minds have not been renewed in this area. God is much more interested in you becoming Christ-like in your attitudes than He is in what kind of car you drive. He is much more interested in how you treat people than He is in you having a new jet or even having a ministry. I'm not knocking any of that stuff necessarily, but I'm saying we've misunderstood what it means to demonstrate the will of God through a renewed mind. A renewed mind is a mind that sees the world like the man Jesus saw the world and acts like the man Jesus did. Now, you understand what I'm saying when I say the man Jesus. He's God become a man without ceasing to be God, fully man. But on earth, He didn't live as God. He lived as a man. Now, I realize because I talk to a lot of people, this kind of teaching doesn't seem practical. Probably everybody who's listening has a big issue going on in their lives, maybe more than one. And this kind of teaching doesn't seem practical because people are facing real issues for which they need real answers. And to be told that the goal is conformity to the image of Christ, transformation into the same form as Jesus, doesn't sound helpful. But let's consider for a moment how the man Jesus and his humanity, in his humanity, lived in this world. Let me just, you're familiar with all this. We're not going to read any verses. You can look them up yourself. You're familiar with all this. Remember one time he unexpectedly had 5,000 men show up for lunch, plus women and children? When he had a material need, whether it was food to feed thousands, or when he needed tax money to comply with the law, he always had what he needed. Why? Because he walked as a man, a son of God, in dependence on his Father. He knew that 5 loaves and 2 fishes could be multiplied by the power of God, and it was. He knew that he could be directed to the fish with the money in its mouth, and he was. He knew his Father always heard him, and his prayers were always answered. That's what he said in John 11 when he stood before the tomb of Lazarus. Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Jesus knew what to do in every situation. He never ran into a situation where he was confounded. He couldn't be outsmarted by the Pharisees, no matter how hard they tried. They tried to trap him with the woman caught in adultery. The law said stone her, but Jesus had been preaching love and forgiveness. They thought they had him because they said, what do you want to do, bud? What do you want to do? Should we stone him? Or are we going to deny the law of Moses? And Jesus knew exactly what to do. He said, okay, whoever among you is without sin, you throw the first stone. And of course, everybody was convicted in their hearts and they left. And he forgave the woman and told her to go and sin no more. When Jesus was caught in disastrous storms, he calmed them. He was able to set captives free everywhere he went, from demons, disease, and physical infirmities. And everything he did brought honor and glory to his Father in heaven. See, that's what it means to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to walk even as Jesus walked. I'd like some of that action myself. How practical is that? What if you live like Jesus lived? I just gave you just a little thumbnail sketch of how Jesus lived. This is extremely practical. I know you're looking at issues in your life. I am too. But if we could deal with them as a son of God, as a daughter of God, following the pattern laid down by Jesus, we'd come through in victory. Now, we're making the point that be conformed to the image, or that be transformed by the renewing of your mind in Romans 12. The context is found here in Romans chapter 8, the context in which Paul made that statement. He said, your destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, to be made like him in character and power. And you have to get your mind renewed in order for that process to be fully accomplished in this life to the degree that God intended. But let me show you something else in Romans 8 that Paul had in mind when he made the statement about renewing the mind. If we back up a little bit, we find another key to the context of renewing our mind. Our mindset must come, our mindset, the way we view life, has to come out of the realization that this life is not all there is to our existence, and that what is ahead far outweighs this present life. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." That's such an important point. We live in a world that has been severely damaged by sin. We could do whole lessons on this. A curse of death and corruption entered the world when Adam and Eve sinned. Weeds began to grow. Killer storms appeared. Big animals began to eat little animals. Disease germs formed. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the Living Bible says, "Through one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin, and all things began to grow old and die." Jesus himself said, "In this world you will have tribulation," not because it's God's will, but because that's the nature of life in a sin-cursed earth, in a world that's been damaged by sin. And it's not going to be made right until the second coming of Jesus. But this life is not all there is to life. We're on our way somewhere, first to the present heaven, and then in connection with the return of Jesus to this earth, to return to this world, a world transformed by the power of God, we'll be reunited with our resurrected physical bodies to live forever on this earth after it is cleansed of all sin, corruption, and death, and made new at the return of Jesus. We could do whole lessons on that, but friends, that's reality. Reality as it truly is, and you have to get that mindset if you're going to walk in victory in this life. Your destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, made fully like him in every part of your being, and your destiny is to live on this earth in a glorified, resurrected body, earth that has been cleansed and transformed in the kingdom of God established on this earth. You see, God's purpose in salvation is not to make this present life the highlight of your existence. His purpose is to bring all men to saving knowledge of his Son and then transform them into sons like Jesus. That doesn't mean there isn't help for this life. There is. But we are so focused on this life, we don't see the way things really are and can't access God's help. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.